This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever noticed how a song can instantly change your mood? It's more than just a feeling, right?
Exactly. It's a powerful thing, music. We're talking about its impact on the brain, not just our emotions, you know?
This article, Feifman's Science, Music as Medicine, dives into that. It's all about a neuroscientist's research on music's therapeutic power.
And it's not just about feeling good. We're talking about real neurological and psychological benefits.
Yeah. Like what? Give us a teaser. So this neuroscientist, Dr. Levitin, what's his big discovery?
He's shown music can help with Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, depression, even help people regain speech after losing it.
Wow. That's a pretty broad range of conditions. How does it work on a neurological level?
It's not just one area of the brain. Multiple networks light up. Motor planning, emotional regulation, memory. It's a whole brain symphony, I guess.
The article mentions Parkinson's patients walking more steadily with rhythmic music.
That's fascinating. The motor cortex syncs with the rhythm, giving the brain a steady beat to follow. It's like a natural metronome, right?
So it's not just about the emotional lift, but a direct impact on motor control.
Precisely. It's a mind-body connection.
And for Alzheimer's, how does music help?
Familiar melodies act as retrieval cues, unlocking lost memories. A song can bring back not just the memory, but the whole emotional context. It's amazing, really.
Like a key to a locked memory chest?
Exactly. It's a powerful way to access those otherwise inaccessible memories.
The article also talks about the biochemical effects. What's going on there?
Music triggers the release of mood-boosting chemicals like serotonin and dopamine. It's a natural mood regulator.
So it's not just a placebo effect. There's a real physiological response.
Absolutely. It's a powerful tool for managing depression and trauma.
Playing the instrument is mentioned as a brain workout. How does that fit in?
It builds new neural connections and strengthens existing ones. It's a CrossFit for your brain.
Right.
Great for stroke recovery, too. Yeah.
So it's about creating new pathways in the brain.
Exactly. It's all about neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to reorganize itself.
The article mentions the default mode network. What's that?
That's the brain's repair and maintenance mode, active during meditation or daydreaming. Music can activate it, promoting mental recovery.
So music can be a form of self-repair for the brain?
It's a natural way to promote relaxation and rejuvenation.
How does this all relate to biofeedback and neurofeedback?
Music offers a non-invasive way to regulate heart rate and brain activity. It's a tool that complements or even replaces traditional therapies.
So it's a powerful addition to existing therapeutic approaches?
Absolutely. It's accessible, customizable, and has no side effects.
What makes music therapy so promising?
It's accessibility. No special equipment needed. It's adaptable to individual preferences, making therapy more engaging, right?
So it's not just effective, but also enjoyable?
Exactly. It taps into humanity's oldest healing art.
So music isn't just entertainment. It's a powerful therapeutic tool.
It's a bridge between art and science, showing the brain's natural healing abilities.
And it's a reminder that sometimes the best medicine comes from unexpected places. This discussion has been eye-opening. It really highlights the untapped potential of music in healthcare.
Absolutely. It's a field ripe for further exploration and innovation.
Thanks for sharing your insights.